Friends, so far we have seen two appraisal processes. That is, one is a technical appraisal. Second one is economic appraisal. Now, we will understand a little bit about the market appraisal in this chapter, chapter 5. The objective is very simple. Objective is to understand the market appraisal, list the importance of the market appraisal, then provide the familiarization aspects of the market appraisal, understand the demand analysis, then various methods of the demand forecasting, that also we have to see, and understand the market analysis and market segmentation. Okay, so in addition to that, to provide the insight on the product positioning and its pricing, and to provide insight on distribution and promotional strategy of the company, and explain on the managerial appraisal. Okay, these are some of the objectives of the market appraisal. Now let us understand what is this market appraisal is for. This market appraisal is nothing but it is a review. Market appraisal, there is nothing rocket science in that. It is just a review which is carried out by the financial institution to ascertain that the product manufactured by the project can be sold at its value in the market or not, and the value will be realized. This is the simple basic principle of the market analysis, market appraisal. This is carried out before putting the property on the market to give the vendor an idea of what the possible terms of the selling price. Market appraisal asks for the five critical questions. Number one question is whether the unit has a competent sales force and the distribution network to sell their product which is they have manufactured. Number one question. Second question is how the unit is going to be captured its share of the feasible market. Third question, whether unit can sell its product at the desired price point. Fourth question, is there any sizable potential market for the product and whether the unit has a suitable marketing strategy, right? And the fifth one is the unit is in position to deliver the marketable product from the resource deployed? And finally, is the return on the investment, ROI, is the return on investment is sufficient to service the cost of the loan, equity, and leave a reasonable amount for the unit to carry out the sustainable operations? These are some of the questions which are arises in the market appraisal process. Now, what are those factors which are generally considered in undertaking the market analysis? There are few factors. Okay. One, that it should be taken into consideration that whether there are fundamental sales force as well as the distribution network in the existing itself, so that the products that are manufactured can be sold out. Second factor that should be taken into consideration is how the unit can be captured the share of the market share. The next thing is that if the desired price point is set for every individual product under product mix, then will the unit be able to sell those products? Another factor that should be considered is that they analyze the market of whether it is sizable potential market or not, what the various market strategy that would be most suitable and that are set by the unit itself. The next factor that should be taken into account for the consideration are whether the products that are to be marketed be delivered by the units from those sources from where they have been deployed. And the last factor that should be taken into consideration is that after selling, the value of the return on the investment obtained, will it be able to cover up the cost of the loan which they have borrowed, or the equity which they have issued? And on the top of it, after covering up that loan, will it be able to fair amount of the shares so that the further sustainable operations will be carried out by the unit? Importance of the market appraisal. These are the questions. Okay. Now, the importance. Why market appraisal is required? Market appraisal is required to ensure that the project has been the competent sales force and distribution network to sell the product manufactured. It can sell the product and the price point such that it can service the interest on the loan which is they have taken, and even after servicing the loan, there is a sufficient surplus for the unit to carry out the sustainable operations, and it ensures that there is a potential market which can be met by the production capacity of the unit. There is well thought of the sales and the marketing strategy which is favorable for long-term operations. Sales and marketing, birth of the project. Sales and the marketing. While launching the new product model, a promoter or CEO of the project in charge will delve on the following questions. How many units can be sold in the first year? Okay, naturally, these are the decision makers, so they can ask the question. How many units can be sold in the first year? Its expected selling price, its cost, and also sales in further few years down the line. Then he will estimate the cost and the profit generated. Next, he will also ask, what are the indirect costs? Such as the cost of the capital, then interest cost, then sales cost, salaries to the employees, etc., and associated with the project. That is the second question he will ask. The other cost will have to be lower than the profit generated per year. Otherwise, he will have to go to the scratch of the work and number gain. Usually, the corporation go about, okay, on new projects in a very systematic manner and well-defined manner, that there is a detailed study on the market, demand for the product, technical aspects of the project, and the financial estimate and ways to raise the funds, etc. These are also taken into consideration. Now, aspects of the market appraisal. There are two aspects, market appraisal. Which are those two aspects? One is demand analysis and market analysis. Very simple. Suppose a company wants to launch a new brand of high quality kitchenware in the domestic market. Then, important question that should be asked to get the correct market and the demand analysis, and that will be, who are the buyers for the kitchenware? What is the total current demand for this new kitchenware? Then, how is the demand distributed temporarily? Then, what is the breakup of the demand of the kitchenware and the different types? What price will be the customer be willing to pay? Then, how can the potential customer be convinced? What price and the warranty will ensure the acceptance by the public or the buyer? And what channel of the distribution are the most suited for the kitchenware? What trade margin will be induced the distribution to carry? What are the prospects of immediate sales? So these are some of the questions. That is why there is a requirement of demand analysis. Demand analysis is for the product proposed is to be manufactured, it is required collection of the data and preparation for the estimates. Market appraisal requires the description of the product, then product, then its application, its market scope, then market competition from the similar product and the substitutes, as well as the areas of the competitive advantage and the pricing, etc. In a highly competitive environment, the customized product will short of lifespan are vital. So the customer needs are foremost to be kept at the manufacturer's mind. So functionality, cost, delivery, services, physical appearance, etc. are some of the key parameters to be attended while manufacturing such a goods. So physical distribution and manufacturing are the part of the supply chain, and reasonable estimates have to be made regarding the existing and the future demand for the product. After gathering the information, the existing position has to be assessed to ascertain whether unsatisfied demand exists or everybody is satisfied. Since cash flow projections are to be made, the possible future changes in the value and the pattern of the supply is demand have to be estimated. Having understood that, the demand forecasting can be classified into three broad categories. One is a trend, second one is regression, and third one is end use methodology. How this demand forecasting is done, let us understand. Trend method. Demand forecasting, first method is a trend method. Trend method is nothing but it assumes that the demand in the number of units or sales is increased by the same proportion as earlier. Then the behavior follows the linear equation or an exponential trend is also in the past few years. In a linear trend, it would increase by the constant amount, whereas the exponential trend, it would be increased by constant percentage. So, graphing the data will help to decide which period to choose and what type of form to be used in forecasting. Only after analysis of the past data, the trend, that is future trend line, that should be filtered. In the another method, that is the regression method, this follows the concept of the various dependents and independent factors of the variables. The dependent variables is one subject, and that is to forecasting. This subject to forecasting. The independent variable is ones that causes the changes in the dependent variables. If the fate of inflation is to be forecast, the independent variable may be the money supply, per capita availability of the food grains, and rate of monetization of the economy. These three factors are important. Specification of identification of the factor is the crucial one in this forecasting by regression approach. In multiple regressions, we have more than one independent variables. Third method is end-use method. This is an appropriate method for predicting the demand of intermediate industrial products such as steel and caustic soda. The industries using this material are identified. An intensive study of the past and through the assessment of the future prospects of the various end users and industries are made. An expected production level of the various end users industries is made, and based on that, the product use forecasts are made. Provision have to be made for competition from the substitute product and change the technology changes. Hence, the end use method, it should be used very judiciously and not regularly. As and when there is a require that time only, very judiciously. The end use approach, which enables the preparation of the industry-wise customer demand forecast, and it is easy to evaluate any discrepancy in the forecast with the actual value. Now, while comparing the trend, regression and end use method, what is the way you can compare? Okay, the trend method simply assumes that the demand follows the pattern as it has done to the past, and it cannot predict the turning points. Okay, in regression method, what happens? It is more accurate than the trend method, earlier one, because it takes into account the causal factors. Okay, and in actual, the practice, the forecast by both methods may be an attempted. The end use method has a limitation, as it may be difficult for estimate to the projected output level of the consuming industries. And more importantly, the consumption certificate may vary from one period to another in wake of the technology changes and improvement in the methods of manufacturing. Market analysis deals with the study of the segment market, product positioning, product promotion and distribution, strategy and analysis of the consumptions, that you are aware of it. Market analysis also defines the target customers, resultant market in terms of the size, structure, growth, prospectus, trends and the sales potential. Various private companies are also carry out the market survey for free. Further, good information relating to the market is available from various manufacturer, trade association, trade generals and the related governing organization. And this segmentation has an impact, okay, in market segmentation is, after the target market defined, the feasible market has to be defined by identifying the various produce gaps. What are those gaps? The unit share in the total feasible market is tied to structure the industry, the impact of the competition strategies for the market penetration, and the continued growth in the advertising budget. Market shares are depending upon the growth which is increased in the total number of users of the product and the conversion of the users from the total feasible market during the sales cycle. Okay, and the sales cycle has four distinct stages. Which are those four distinct stages? One is early pioneer. Early pioneer user. Second one, early majority users. Then third, late majority users. And fourth one is a late users. So these are some of the market segmentation which are shown in the pictorial form here also. Now, the product positioning, which can be helped by looking at this diagram, expensive, and here it is highly inflable or highly cost. So the product positioning will help to place the product as a differential identity in the eyes of the potential buyers. The strategy which is used for the product positioning is usually the result of an analysis of the customer and the competition. Product pricing decision is very important because it has a direct effect on marketing and the financial success of the business. So basic rule for pricing are that they must, however, cost, and it should be reduced only through the lower costs. Okay, then prices may be determined on the cost plus basis, or cost plus basis, or it may be practiced by the manufacturer to recover the all costs, both fixed and the variable and realizable and desired profit. Okay, next to it, the markup pricing is used by the retailers, which are calculated by adding the desirable profit and the cost of the product. Finally, the competitive pricing is the case of the market where there is an established price and the product is more or less homogeneous, that is, it means of the similar nature, homogeneous means similar type. Okay, so this is about the product positioning and the pricing, how it can be determined. Okay, well, the two examples have been given that you can very well see for better understanding. Now, distribution and the promotional strategy. Product is there, it is market survey is done. Now, it is a distribution and the promotional strategy. What promotional strategy should be adopted? Choice of the distribution channel is to move the product from factory to the end user. Factory to end user. Now, here it's a producer. There are 3 points, okay? On channels, these are the channels being used. One, first distribution is from producer to wholesaler, wholesaler to retailer, and retailer to finally the final consumer. But if this particular wholesaler, if removed, and the producer sells directly to the retailer, and it will go to the direct consumer. Whereas in the third option, producer can directly give it to the consumer, which currently happening in most of the cases. So that the profit of the wholesaler and retail, that profit margin will be given or acquired by the producer, and that too also giving the cheaper product to the consumer. This is the promotional strategy. Okay, now the company may choose the direct sales, that is what we have seen, to OEM, that is original equipment manufacturer, sales manufacturer representative, wholesale distributor, broker, retail distributor, or direct mail. Choice of the distribution strategy again based on the factors such as the channels which are used by the similar units, pricing method, and internal resources. Promotional plan, which is consisting of the controlled distribution to sell the product, has to be formulated after the distribution of the strategy is formulated. It encompasses every market tool which is utilized in communication efforts, and these are advertising, packaging, public relations, sales promotion, and the personal sales. Once the market has been reached and the analyzed in terms of the defining it, positioning the product and pricing, distribution, and the promotional strategies, the financial projection can be made for the 3 to 5 years, that is longer term. Competitive analysis is nothing but it is to determine the strength and the weakness of the competitors. That is why competition analysis. Because in market, similar product can be sold by two different dealers, two different manufacturers. That is why it is very difficult, very important to undertake the competitive analysis. The strategies that will confirm the distinct advantage is the barriers that can be raised in order to prevent the competition from entering into the market, and any weakness that can be exploited with the product development in the cycle. The criteria of employed to judge what constitute is the key assets and the skill within the industry or market segment may be identified from any analysis of the reason which is behind the successful as we are unsuccessful companies, the prime customer motivation, major component cost, and the barriers to the mobility. Though the competitor analysis is a marketing strategy that will generate the unique assets or the skill to provide the distinct and enduring, the competitive advantage has to be framed. The result of the market research, which has helped in defining the distinct competitive advantage, have to be communicated in a strategic form that will attract the market share as well defend it. Competitive strategies usually fall into the product, distribution, pricing, promotion, and advertising. The competitive advantage has to be clearly established so that the appraiser of the project understands not only how the goal will be achieved, but why the company strategy will work. Okay, so the managerial appraisal, in order to judge the managerial capability of the promoters, some questions may came into the mind. And these questions are nothing but, while doing the appraisal of the manager, how resourceful are the promoters? How sound is the understanding of the project by the promoters? How committed are the promoters? These are some of the that has to be asked while judging the capacity of the managers during the course of managerial appraisal. Thank you very much.